Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is warm with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, expect a sunny day ahead. Jerusalem will see similar conditions. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, just an hour ago, former President Trump is considering expanding military operations against Iran. This could involve seizing islands in the Strait of Hormuz and attacking fortified complexes. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Israel's latest strikes in Gaza have reportedly killed 12 people, including Hamas police officers. A couple and their young daughter were among those killed. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post shares that recent U.S. strikes on Iran have strengthened Trump's options for further escalation. These bombings targeted air defense systems, coastal radar, and more. Separately, Ynet reveals that the IDF has destroyed a Hezbollah stronghold. This is the same site where Nasrallah once declared Israel weaker than a spider's web. And finally, JNS reports that a Sacramento City Council member who accuses Israel of genocide is leading California's Democratic primary for Congress. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared just minutes ago that a senior Iranian official told Reuters any attack on Tehran would mean a formal declaration of war. The official added that Iran would only retaliate if they confirm Israel's involvement. Al Arabiya English, in a post 13 minutes ago, reported that President Trump warned the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps could face consequences similar to ISIS, adding that the situation remains uncertain. Open Source Intel posted about 26 minutes ago that an IRGC spokesperson claims Iran is currently targeting U.S. military infrastructure in the region, hinting at further actions if the conflict continues. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with former President Trump's potential military actions against Iran. Israel Hayom detailed that these plans include seizing strategic islands and striking key Iranian sites. This move aims to curb Iran's influence in the region and ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. The potential escalation raises concerns about wider regional conflict. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel reported that the Israeli military's recent strikes have targeted what they describe as terror operatives. Local media say civilians, including a family, were killed in these attacks. This escalation adds tension to an already volatile environment, affecting civilians on both sides. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlighted that U.S. military actions in Iran have targeted various defense and surveillance systems. This comes as Trump considers options for further escalation. The strikes could deter Iranian actions, but also risk provoking a broader conflict. Next, Ynet's report on the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah stronghold. This site previously symbolized Hezbollah's strength over Israel. The operation, finding missiles aimed at border communities, could weaken Hezbollah's immediate threat, but risks retaliatory actions. Finally, according to JNS, the political climate in the U.S. sees a Sacramento City Council member critical of Israel, leading in a Democratic primary. This reflects a growing progressive influence that could shift U.S. foreign policy perspectives on Israel. On the economic front, first, according to Israel Hayom Business, the launch of a new hair product line by social media star Abigail Weissman caused a frenzy at Dizengoff Center. This highlights the significant influence of young social media figures on consumer behavior in Israel. Separately, Ynet Business discusses how work is evolving. Companies are being urged to adapt to flexible employment models and AI to survive in a market with volatile demand and labor shortages. This shift is reshaping the business landscape in Israel and beyond. And finally, Globes reports that Intel and Tower are expanding operations in Ireland and Japan. Government support appears pivotal in these decisions, showcasing the role of policy in attracting major tech investments. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.